Andres.
Laura, nice to meet you.
I met Andres Aslan at the Visitor Center on Grand Mesa. He's a geologist and university professor. He opened the trunk of his SUV, where he showed me a satellite map of the mesa.
Grand Mesa, as you can see here, is this flat feature that is capped by very resistant lava flows. And these lava flows formed 10 million years ago. And at the time when these lava flows were extruded, they probably filled ancient valleys similar to the present-day Grand Valley. And when those lava flows hardened, they formed this very resistant cap of rock, such that subsequent erosion was focused on the areas around the lava flows and areas outside of the lava flows, such that the surrounding valley walls were eroded away, leaving behind these resistant areas, which today form the highest points in the landscape. So in a nutshell, what we're starting here on Grand Mesa is an ancient valley bottom that used to be the lowest point in the landscape and is today the highest point in the landscape.
Let's get in the car and go for a ride.
Okay.
As we're driving up the highway past these lakes out here, what kind of formations are we seeing?
Well, the lakes that exist on Grand Mesa are very important because, unlike most places in Colorado, high elevation lakes in the Grand Mesa area are not related to glaciation. These lakes that populate the south and north flanks of Grand Mesa are related to huge landslides that have occurred in the past. Not recently, but probably on the order of tens of thousands of years to hundreds of thousands of years. Huge pieces of that basalt cap rock that marks the surface of Grand Mesa calves off from time to time. And as these huge blocks fall downhill, they basically create closed depressions on their uphill side that then fill in with surface water and groundwater, forming the present-day lakes that we see. And it's a very unique situation.
As we drove down Highway 65, Aslan pointed out examples of areas that show mass wasting, the general movement of material downhill largely due to the effects of gravity. Three factors determine if an area is landslide-prone: gravity, slope, and types of sediment. Aslan says if there's clay in the bedrock of an area that has steep slopes and lots of water, it makes it more prone to landslides. The Grand Mesa gets a lot of water. The Bonham Reservoir Monitoring Station on the Mesa measures about 18 feet of snowfall and about 33 inches of precipitation each year. With an elevation of more than 11,000 feet, the Mesa has steep slopes. And there's also clay present in the bedrock of Grand Mesa. Aslan hasn't been out to the Colburn site, but says he's studied aerial images of the 3-mile-long mudslide. He says you can see clear examples of landslides that have happened in the area before the Colburn slide. He compares geology to history and says it repeats itself.
We're going to pull over here on the north side of 65 and park. We're kind of at the foothills of where Powderhorn Ski Resort is, and we're just going to take a look at the landscape both uphill and downhill of us.
What are we looking at?
What I want to do is just look uphill, and from the road, what we're basically looking at on the horizon is the northern edge of the landslide bench. The edge would be marked by things like the old ski runs of Powderhorn. And you can see that there's some creeks that are draining those steeper slopes and that those streams are going to eventually converge downhill. So there's surface water affecting that slope. But the other thing I want to point out is the gentle sort of undulating nature of the slopes at the lower elevations. You sort of see these mound or ridge-like geometries to the slopes. To me, those are all very characteristic of ancient debris flow, slide, / mass wasting deposits. I see much greater evidence of ancient landslides, more similar to what we saw at Colburn.
On our drive, Aslan repeatedly stressed there's evidence of landslides all over the Grand Mesa, and they're going to continue to happen until the mesa eventually erodes away. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.